Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. The Mason County Farm Bureau spotted Fayette County's Book Barn and others at one of the group's regional conferences. They then decided to take that concept to the next level.
So we applied for a mini grant through Kentucky Farm Bureau. We got that mini grant, and one of our local lumber companies constructed the little barn for us. It was designed by one of our Farm Bureau board members who is an engineer.
Local Women's Committee leader Sally Walton says their book barn is literally a miniature mobile barn on wheels with additional shelving for age-appropriate books to introduce farming to kids. They debuted their book barn at the Maysville Public Library downtown.
On July the 2nd, we did story hour down there with about 55 children. We had local farmers come in and read the stories to them. And so our book barn will be at the public library all summer, and then we'll start rotating it through the elementary school libraries in the fall.
And at the library event, they added a touch for some of the kids to remember their experience.
We purchased these little, they call them peat pods, and they go right into the ground. They already have a seed and soil. And our idea was that all of these children, if they take these home and plant them, then they could be farmers too.
The books are geared for preschool through second grade. Already local schools with those grades have signed up for a visit. We'll be right back.
Behind every Kentucky Proud product you buy, cook, or use, behind every farmer's market.
We're the Paul family from Paris.
We're the O'Briens.
We're the Turners from McLean County.
Whatever you're shopping for, whether it's beef, poultry, pork, dairy, vegetables, fruit, or anything else, there's a Kentucky farm family working for you.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Mason County Farm Bureau leader Sally Walton says in addition to positive reaction from educators to their new mobile book barn, they've received strong feedback from related ag groups and financial support.
The Mason County 4-H Teen Council gave us money for books. The Master Gardeners Group gave us money, and then the Washington Study Club honored one of their speakers by giving us books.
Walton says they'll likely have some kind of seasonal theme with the book barn visits, perhaps focusing on pumpkins in the fall. And longer term,
if this project goes over well, then next year or the next, we hope to purchase books for grades 3 through 5. And then we'll take the book barn to those schools with books appropriate for those levels.
Mason County Farm Bureau, improving farm city understanding with their new book barn. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.